Two LA city councilors among those arrested at hospitality worker protest. Two Los Angeles city councilors were among about 200 people arrested at a large union rally in support of hospitality workers that forced the closure of a major artery in and out of Los Angeles International Airport, officials confirmed June 23. The rally by members of Unite Here Local 11 began around 3 p.m. on June 22 on Century Boulevard just east of the airport. The rally was permitted in advance, with the march approved to close the westbound side of the roadway between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. By about 5 p.m., however, the rally had spilled to both sides of the street, with police reporting the eastbound side of Century had also been closed. According to the Los Angeles Police Department, about 3 p.m., officers met with a large crowd of peaceful labor union protesters near the intersection of Century Boulevard and Sepulveda Boulevard, a department statement said. A dispersal order was issued by law enforcement and some protesters chose not to disperse. Approximately 200 peaceful protesters were arrested and given citations for 409PC failure to disperse, and subsequently released, police said. The LAPD commends the professionalism and restraint demonstrated by its officers throughout the operation. We extend our gratitude to the community members and residents for their cooperation in this matter, police said. Among those arrested were city councilors Hugo Soto Martinez and Nithya Raman. In a statement, Soto Martinez said, "People are being priced out of their homes and have to commute for hours to work. A single mother who works as a housekeeper has to work 17 hours a day to afford housing in this city. I'm proud to stand in solidarity with Unite Here Local 11 and tourism workers across the city, because people who work in LA should be able to afford to live in LA." On her Twitter page, Raman wrote, "Los Angeles should be a city that lifts people up, not turns workers away. Solidarity with at Unite Here 11." Earlier this month, members of Unite Here Local 11, which represents about 32,000 room attendants, cooks, dishwashers, front desk clerks, servers, and food service workers, voted to authorize a strike against major hotel chains as they push for improved wages and working conditions,